I want to look at some examples of people who are working this through at the meeting house. We have conservatives and liberals. We have traditionalists and progressives. We have gay Christians, like this group I got a chance to hang out with recently at one of our sites, who are all LGBT. So they're a beautiful, beautiful group within, and they represent many. We have gay singles, we have gay couples, and they are there on both sides of the traditional and progressive family.
And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds.
Let me give you another example. Here's Jan and Bill Dobson, who attend our Oakville site, who would have been firmly in the traditionalist camp, including the attitudes of the traditionalist camp. You can't be gay and follow Jesus. And they were comfortable with those attitudes until their son came out to them as gay. And now here at the meeting house, they've been processing. What does that mean? They haven't changed their theology, but they have had a heart change towards people who are same-sex attracted because they knew someone and they loved someone. They had to hang out with him. He's their son. And now they lead a group for other parents of gay kids who are processing their own journey here at the Oakville site.
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet.
Here's another example. This is Brian Fingeli, sitting right here this morning. Brian's a dear friend of mine. He's gay, and he's married to a woman. What's with that? It's a choice that he's made in his love relationship, both with Jesus and with his wife.
The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.